The U.S. housing market appears to be healing. Those are the words of Lawrence Yun, the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, reacting after the organization's new report released today showed resales of homes and condominiums rose 3.6% last month, the highest level since last October. However, the report did say that distressed properties accounted for nearly a third of such sales. That's not that different than a month before, with the median price now dragged down for houses to $181,800. Yun said that inventories would have to be at a seven-month supply to get price stabilization. There is no finer a chronicle of how the U.S. fell into its housing crisis than Alyssa Katz's new book, Our Lot, How Real Estate Came to Own Us. In the second part of our interview with a New York City-based reporter, we asked Katz why news of the subprime crisis wasn't apparent to most people until 2007, though, as she reports in her book, the problems of such financing was well known by the early 1990s.
You know, it was really very invisible to most of the country. There were journalists, but they were who were writing about this stuff at the time, doing broadcast coverage of it. But it was tended to be very small outlets, read by specialized audiences who already people doing work to help city neighborhoods, and it did not make it to the major media in any way. And it's because the people who were going into foreclosure in such large numbers were generally low income, generally Black or Latino, were disproportionately so. And also, investors were making money. The securities that were created out of subprime loans, including a lot of loans that were failing, were actually performing very well. And this is in part because property values were increasing during this time. They've increased every quarter since 1994. So even while a lot of neighborhoods in Chicago and Brooklyn and Cleveland and Atlanta and all over the country, generally inner city neighborhoods were seeing a lot of foreclosures because of subprime loans that people couldn't pay, the rest of the country was blissfully ignorant that this was going on.
Well, in the second part of your book, and again, we're speaking to reporter Alyssa Katz. Her new book is called Our Lot. Last Saturday in the New York Times, they quoted an owner of Boulder West Financial Services, a Colorado mortgage bank, as saying, and I quote, the credit pendulum is stuck at stupid. This man says, I'm turning down loans every day that my grandfather in his Ponca City, Oklahoma savings and loan in 1935 would have been happy to make, and he was tough. And the story went on to say that denials are occurring for a wide array of reasons. Buyers' incomes are adequate but irregular. They're self-employed and take many deductions, reducing the taxable income on which lenders focus. Their credit scores are below the cutoff point. What's the market like now after the crisis has really just devastated America?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is a really difficult situation right now. I mean, the reason that this is happening, that borrowers who really ought to be qualified but don't have conventional incomes, not getting mortgages, is that essentially the entire marketplace that was supporting a lot of those kinds of mortgages collapsed, right? This was the market that Louis Ranieri created, this Wall Street traded private market and mortgage-backed securities. What we currently have is basically a government-run operation, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Ginnie Mae, and they have, as they always had, have really, really strict standards about which mortgages they will purchase, package, and sell. And they will generally require having salaried income, W-2 income that you can prove, things like that. The good news, hopefully, is that the proposals from the Obama administration for financial reform are completely dedicated to getting this other market, the private market, going again, so that customers who don't fit the very stringent standards of the government agencies can again get mortgages. The downside of that, of course, is that this is the market that it failed for a reason. It failed because of great excesses. So the challenge now is to make sure that as that market gets going again, to make sure that consumers don't get set up to fail again, and this is why the administration is proposing a consumer financial protection agency that would really make sure that borrowers could repay their loans, that they weren't just taking up mortgages for speculative purposes and pretending that they were going to live in a home, that brokers who sell mortgages don't get kickbacks for setting up people with unpayable loans, just really targeting a lot of the abuses that have destroyed so many people's dreams and opportunities for home ownership, and also, but, you know, really making sure that in doing that, that they can, you know, keep credit flowing. And it remains to be seen, but hopefully that is what will happen.
Last question for you. Do you think that in terms of those who are already foreclosed right now or staring at foreclosure, that Congress and or the Obama administration has done enough?
Yeah, I mean, this is a really tough situation. The administration has done what it can to a point. What it has done is, you know, set up Making Home Affordable, a loan modification program that helps provide some financial support to encourage lenders to work out arrangements with borrowers. The problem is that to really help borrowers whose homes have depreciated really rapidly in value, and that's certainly the case in much of Florida, you know, they are in a really tough spot, because for those borrowers to really get the relief they need and to get the amount they owe really closer in line to what the property is really, really worth would mean that the investors in the mortgage securities pools, and that essentially means the banks that, you know, are getting bailed out through TARP and other institutions that are in really precarious financial shape, would have to take a loss. And because the administration is reasonably concerned about keeping the banking system afloat, they are very hesitant to just go and say, okay, lenders have to, you know, cut how much principal borrowers owe, or do something else to really lower their costs so that they are, that mortgages are payable. And but unless and until that happens, homeowners are going to continue to go into foreclosure and be under enormous financial strain.